After 40 years of serving the rail industry, the original high-speed train is being retired today. Intercity 125 came into service during the 1970s, but will now be replaced with new bullet-style express trains following a multi-million pound investment. A final send-off service will pass through Taunton today on its way to Exeter St David's. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future and explains how important it was to the rail industry.
Oh, it was an absolute game changer because poor old British Rail was losing customers to the newly opened M4, and it, you know, absolutely reversed the trend. Some ways it's actually similar to the Mini because it's outlived some of the trains that were supposed to replace it. People loved it, and it's been a huge success ever since.
Research suggests that many grandparents.
A special rail service will be passing through Taunton later today to mark the retirement of the original high-speed train. The Intercity 125 will now be replaced by new bullet-style express trains. It comes after a multi-million pound investment was made by Great Western Railway. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. He says the investment was needed.
It ties in with the electrification of the Great Western Main Line, which these 125s, they're sort of getting towards the end of their natural life. They've still got a bit of life left in them, but, you know, at some point in the near future, they'd have to be replaced. So the government took the decision to replace them with what are now these hybrid trains. They do electric and diesel, which allows them to work on a partly electrified line.
And Bath Rugby round off their Premiership season this afternoon.
The old high-speed train, the Intercity 125, launched in 1975. It looked like the future had arrived. 40 years on, I'll be honest, they still look great when you see them chugging up and down the lines, don't they? But after 40 years of serving the railways, the Intercity 125 has been replaced with bullet-style Intercity Express trains after today. The last service is going to be passing through Taunton later tonight. Let's talk to Bruce Williamson, who is from a campaign group called Rail Future, and he's on the line. Hey, see what we did there, Bruce? See what we did there?
Hey, hilarious, yeah. And abandon the stand-up comedy. Let's talk about trains.
But, you know, they were, and as I say, you know, to my eyes, they still are just a great design classic.
Well, they certainly are. It was Sir Kenneth Grange, wasn't it? The guy who designed the Kenwood Chef, who designed the pointy end of the Intercity 125. But it has been a fantastic success story. Something that British Rail got absolutely right. And you know, the amazing thing is they were only designed, intended as like a stopgap before the advanced passenger train, the tilting train, was brought in. So they were designed to sort of just last 5 or 10 years. And here we are, 40 years later, they're still going strong.
And that's interesting you mentioned there, the tilting train. I'd quite forgotten about that through the mists of time. Why did that one fail, but the high-speed train survived?
The high-speed train, I suppose it was because the high-speed train was less of a leap technologically. You know, it was more of an evolution, whereas the tilting train was, you know, a big change. It was loads and loads of new technology packed into this train. And it's really quite a sad story because, you know, British Rail almost got it right with the tilting train, but because there was some really bad publicity and the sort of the test run failed and everyone claimed that they got sick when it went around the bends, you know, the management lost faith in it, and eventually we ended up with a situation where we sold the technology to the Italians, they sell it back to us in the form of the Pendolino.
Which is the way of the world, isn't it? That's how things change. Yeah. That's how things go around. So tell me about the new trains that are coming in. Are they going to be as impressive, do you think? Are they going to get your ardent fans of trains as excited?
I suspect not. I mean, you know, they're up and running now. It's very likely that many of the people listening right now will have travelled on them because they're doing sterling service on the Great Western Main Line. And so they've taken over almost all of the services which were previously run by Intercity 125s, and there's just this one last one left running. But they're not giving up on the 125 entirely. They're sort of having retirement jobs in Scotland and elsewhere, running at a modest 100 miles an hour, and they've been shortened as well. So they're not finished yet. But these new ones, these Hitachi Intercity Express. What can I say? They're shiny, they're new, but the seats are quite hard.
Okay, well, that's what it all boils down to if you're on a two-hour journey on one, obviously, isn't it?
But, comfort is everything, isn't it? And it is amazing that even, you know, 40 years later, I'm sure I'm not the only one whose sort of heart is lifted just ever so slightly when you see an Intercity 125 roll in, thinking you're going to get a seat on that one rather than a Voyager or a local train or something.
Well, I had the old the little Hornby model railway, and that long before I'd ever even actually seen a real one. So when I saw a real one, it, like I say, it was like something out of Star Trek. It was like, wow, that's a train.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I wrote a little thing in my notebook at school about my first journey on this Intercity 125. Yeah, it was fantastic. And here's the amazing thing about them, by the way. You know, we call them the Intercity 125s because their top speed is 125. But actually, they'll go quite a lot faster than that. They'll go well over 140 miles an hour. In fact, Intercity 125 still holds the diesel train speed record in the Guinness Book of Records. It's the fastest diesel train in the world, but they're just not allowed to run them that fast for safety reasons.
Yeah. Fascinating. And obviously, you know, we're in a county where heritage railways, you cannot move for them here in Somerset. In the years to come, do you think people will be cooing about high-speed trains when there's one of those unveiled?
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah. I think they'll have a huge future in preservation for many years to come, you know, because the heritage railways, that, you know, obviously they run steam trains, but there's quite a lot of preserved diesel trains as well that... you know, that look quite impressive and quite old, and, you know, you see something like a Deltickle. You don't see many of them around anymore. So, yeah, there's definitely a future, I think, for someone to preserve it. I think there's one set which is painted in its original livery, which is doing the round. So maybe they'll repaint them, you know, old school.
Oh, the old blue British Rail.
And refurbish the interiors.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, and, you know, there are talk of record crowds. You know, we saw it when the Flying Scotsman came not so long ago. Are we talking that kind of level of interest in it? Are you going to be lining the route somewhere yourself?
I won't be lining the route myself, I'm afraid. But, yeah, I've absolutely no doubt there will be enthusiasts aplenty clicking their cameras and trying to get the best shot of it. And hopefully, I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube, there's this hilarious shot of someone trying to film the Flying Scotsman or something, and then a modern train comes in front of it on the other line just as the steam train passes. So,
well, what I'd like to see, as we've been saying, how modern and futuristic it still looks now, let's hope a steam train tries to overtake it. And that's what ruins the picture in this case. Bruce, I could talk to you for hours, but we have lives to live, and they don't involve the Intercity 125 after today. But it's been lovely talking to you this morning. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
That's Bruce talking there about the Intercity 125, Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future, and that the Intercity 125 being retired today, bumper turnout expected. It's going to go from Paddington, and it's going to pass through Taunton tonight. What a lovely train.